Today we have the passage from St. Luke chapter 13, and it's the Pharisees warning Jesus to get away from that particular territory because Herod was trying to kill him. Now, we don't know if these Pharisees were actually friendly towards Jesus or whether they just wanted to have him removed from the area to get him out of the area, but it's likely that they were trying to save the Lord's life. You know, most of the Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees would not want the Lord around and would eventually call for his death before Pontius Pilate. But perhaps the Lord did have some friends among the Pharisees that were genuinely concerned about him. So they told him to leave that territory. Because remember, this was the son of King Herod. After he died, his four sons divided up the region of the Holy Land and each got a quarter of it. And so this was the one area with Herod Antipas. And this is the Herod that had just beheaded John the Baptist not that long before. And so the Pharisees are saying, leave the area, Herod wants to kill you. Perhaps maybe as he killed, you know, John the Baptist. Well, the Lord replies very interestingly. He says, go and tell that fox. And it's interesting that the Lord calls Herod a fox. The original word in the Greek New Testament is a vixen, a female fox, which might show some of Herod's immorality as well in his own moral life. But also the fox was always an animal known for its slyness, for its deceitfulness, its trickery. And so he calls him a fox, trying to show that he has these evil plots or slyness that he's trying to trap me or trick me. But he says, go tell that fox. Also, it's, you know, a derogatory statement because he's calling him an animal. He's calling him less than a human being. And so he's demeaning Herod for who he truly is, not a true ruler, not a true moral king, but a despot. And so he says, tell him, I'm going to be here today and tomorrow, but on the third day, I will accomplish my purpose. But in the meantime, I'm going to continue casting out demons, healing people today and tomorrow, but then my purpose in this region will be accomplished, and then I will go to Jerusalem. So notice that the Lord is completely in control of his own life, doing the Father's will. He knows that his journey is to Jerusalem. His journey is to the cross, to be crucified and to die for our salvation. He says it's impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. The Lord knew that that's where he was going to die, that he would be crucified on the cross. He predicted it many times, that he would be betrayed and rejected and then crucified, but then rise from the dead. And then the Lord goes into a beautiful prayer. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. The word Jerusalem means the city of peace. And yet it was anything other than a city of war and people that killed the prophets and stoned those who were sent to them. Jerusalem, as you know today, is the center of Christianity, Judaism, Islam, that all the world religions are centered in Jerusalem, the most important city in the world. It's the center of these three major world religions. And yet it's always been a city of difficulties and wars and strifes and persecution. And so the Lord is lamenting. He's weeping over Jerusalem. And he shows that how much God loves Jerusalem and the people. How many times have I yearned to gather your children together like a hen gathers her chicks under her wing. Such touching, such beautiful language showing the infinite love of God for each one of us, how tender and loving and maternal God's love is for all of us. So yes, God is our Heavenly Father, but he also has the maternal caring for his children as a hen gathers the chicks under her wings. And yet it says, you were unwilling, and behold, your house will be abandoned. This would occur just 40 years after the Lord spoke this. The Romans would come in, destroy the city of Jerusalem, tear down the temple, destroy the temple. The house will be abandoned. And so the Lord laments as he sees what's going to happen to this city of Jerusalem. The city of peace would be destroyed by the Romans. And then he says, "You will not see me again until the time when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And this was fulfilled on Palm Sunday. The Lord would ride into Jerusalem on the donkey, which is an animal of peace and of humility. He would ride in on the foal of a donkey, and the people would shout, "Blessed are you who comes in the name of the Lord." So everything that the Lord predicted would come true. Herod would not arrest him. Herod would not kill him. But the Lord would fulfill the Father's plan to go to Jerusalem, that he would be rejected, and that eventually Jerusalem and the temple would be abandoned and destroyed, and that that what the Lord was doing is the Father's plan, and that no one would interfere with him doing the will of the Father, that he must die in Jerusalem.